Yesterday was a very active day, a lot of good things going on all the way around the perimeter, and a lot of active fire behavior, particularly in the northeast corner that I'll talk about. Then kind of taking our trip around the fire this morning, looking at this east flank in branches 1 and 2. This edge continues to be in really good shape, where we have containment identified in some places, following up some burning operations and some direct line efforts over the past several days. We're patrolling, holding that line. Fire's not pushing us at all on this eastern flank, so that's good news. As we come around to the southern portion of the fire in the southeast corner, we're continuing with what we're calling contingency line, doing preparation along some road systems to the west of Camp Sherman. That's a just-in-case operation, but we're looking at the fire that's perched on the southern side of Mount Jefferson. Our concern being that could come out of the wilderness back down toward us, so we want to make sure we're prepared if that does occur. As we move around to the western side of the fire, we are taking some actions off Highway 22, certainly focused on structure prep to make sure if the fire continues to move south that we can prevent damage to the structures along the Highway 22 corridor. Also looking at some road systems to get tied back up into the wilderness area and some old burn scars. So those efforts continue today. Moving on down to the Detroit area, we continue with structure protection. We have our structure protection task force that will be working across the fire from the Oregon State Fire Marshal's office, helping out wildland resources, making sure that we protect those structures. Particularly the focus today is on the south side of Detroit Lake in the improvements in structures there. Fire has backed down to some dozer lines that we put around those structures, and that's actually a good thing, getting fire to the lines where we can then hold it, mop it up, and put it out. Coming around the north side of the fire, a lot of scouting going on. There are also some scattered values at risk, such as lookout towers, cabins, other things. As we figure out where we're going with our lines, we're taking the time to also do what we can to protect those values moving through. Same operation in the Allali Lakes area. There's actually fire all the way around that now, but we've had some smoke jumpers and a fire use module in there for some time, working to burn around the structures, and again, mop that up, put that out, so that those can sustain fire around them. We're just about to the point we're gonna need to pull those folks out because fire has encroached all the way around that area, but that has been successful to this point, so very proud of those folks. Coming on around then to our northeast corner, this is our problem area currently on the incident. The fire spread rapidly night before last and throughout the day yesterday from off that northern shoulder of Mount Jefferson in the Allali Lakes area to Allali Butte and made some significant runs out to the northeast overnight and then throughout the day, as I mentioned. Has crossed a major power line corridor, which was one of the options we were looking at. So we have fallen back to some road systems in conjunction with or in a good coordinated effort with the good folks from Warm Springs to figure out the best options on the ground to get back ahead of this push, which is pushing down toward, again, structures in the Sid Walters subdivision area as we get closer to Highway 26. So unfortunately, this is again threatening people and property and homes. So that's our primary focus today, is making sure we're out ahead of that and that we can get that stopped.